Feeder. Talk to BFBS Rocks.
With Paul Wisdom.
BFBS Rocks. British rock band Feeder come to BFBS for a week of winning across the whole of the Forces world. Thousands of pounds of Feeder merchandise, opportunities to meet the band and 100 pairs of tickets to see them live on the forthcoming UK tour. In a preview of our BFBS special, when we hear the band Feeder perform live, I ask Grant about the band's place in the music industry today.
We've set up our own label now. Obviously, we've got publishers and stuff. If we get success, you know, with a song now, we can get it to, you know, to a certain point. And then it's really in the lap of the gods because we don't have a massive corporate label behind us. In fact, we've never had a corporate label behind us in the UK. So we've done it on quite small labels, which is quite an achievement because I think, I know there's certain albums that we've had, you know, with a few more quid behind it, you know, would have sold even more. That's just the way it is, you know, for many, many bands. At the same time, we've had a lot of freedom as a band and we've done it the old school way. So we've been very lucky. You know, the new album, I mean, Generation for Each Show was number four. You know, to achieve that on our own little label that we're paying everything for, I think was a hell of an achievement. If it had a major label behind us, maybe we could have kept it in the top 10, you know. So we've decided just to make music that we think is good and just hope people like it and kind of enjoy it. And, you know, we're very fortunate, you know, to still be here. We've got a great fan base of all ages. It's quite bizarre. You know, we're here almost 20 years later. So, you know, we're very lucky.
This is Paul Wisdom with Grant Nicholas from Feeder in the UK.
BFBS. Feeder. Talk to BFBS Rocks.